I welcome you all this Christmas Eve. We are so glad you are here to worship God tonight, to celebrate Christ's birth, to sing carols, to share Christ's light, and to ring in Christmas this evening. It is my joy to celebrate Christmas with you all. Tonight's offering will be located at each exit as you leave, and half is given to the Deacons Fund, which help outreach folks who are in emergency need. And the other is to help those facing emergencies for retired pastors and schools. I invite you to share generously tonight, to share with those in need, with those who need that special reach. Let us join together in prayer. God of endless peace, bless us with the great light of your love and grace. Grant us your peace and hope as we sing of your glory and rejoice in the birth of your Son. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You might have heard about a millionaire who handed out $100 bills to strangers around Christmas. He calls himself the Secret Santa. He goes to thrift stores and bus stops. He finds people living on the streets, those who are struggling and really need help this time of the year. He first asks them a few questions. And depending on their situation, he gives $1, $2, or $300. Even if you haven't heard about him, I'm sure you could imagine how much joy and hope it gives each person who's handed those $100 bills. They're absolutely shocked when they receive that amount of money. They start opening up to him and how much this helps. One person started crying because they just lost their job. Many didn't know how they were going to put presents under the Christmas tree this year, but now with this, they're able to. He started by giving away $400,000 in his city. And now he recruits police officers, and they all help deliver a special gift. It brings hope to those who are in desperate need. Now, we've all heard a story of hope before, but the story we know is filled with even more hope and joy. That story of hope is when God comes to this world as a baby, the creator of the universe, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Prince of peace comes to us as a human being. God is born in one of the simplest and poorest means possible. God comes to this world in such a simple and humble way. He could have come as a powerful king, yet he comes to this world poor. His message is for all people, but especially those who are on the edge of society, those struggling, and those who are in need of hope. Right out of college, I went to Kenya, Africa for a year to be a missionary. I was instructed not to bring any fancy things like digital cameras or laptops, any of that kind of stuff, so I could adapt and blend in. I didn't take taxis. Instead, I took the public transportation like everybody else. It was a different way to live than I'd ever done before. However, I did discover shortly that every Kenyan had a cell phone, so I soon ended up getting a flip phone. But all in all, it really helped me to connect, to fit in, to adapt. I could relate better because I didn't have all those things getting in my way. Now, Jesus was born on the edge of society. His mother had him out of wedlock and instantly made his family an outcast. His family was poor. The message Jesus shared carried more weight because he was one of them. He understood how they felt and who they were. Jesus shared stories about a king inviting the poor, not the rich, to a banquet. And throughout his life, he shared dinner with outcasts. He healed the sick. He healed the blind. The other day, I was visiting Elmer Bradbury, Keith and Ken's father. He told me something he used to love to do every year. He used to dress up as a clown for his town's parade and all the other parades around this area. He did it for 22 years. Early on in his clown days, he added sidekicks, his grandsons. They all dressed up as clowns together. When they were young, Elmer added a wheelbarrow to carry the grandsons when their little legs got tired. It also carried the candy and water on hot days, and since they were behind horses, they were also, these clowns, were in charge of cleanup. But they wouldn't dirty a perfectly good wheelbarrow for that duty. After he told me this, I shared my secret identity, and you should have seen the look on his face. "But you're always so serious, Pastor." I don't know that I completely convinced him, so Spider-Man might just have to go visit him sometime. But when I was there, I saw a picture of Elmer and his grandson, Doug. Doug had come back home from college to clown around with his grandpa. 22 years. Sure, it was fun and silly, but I know why they really did it all those years. They did it because it brought smiles, laughter. It brought hope. When you hear of a secret Santa who hands out $100 bills to strangers, or see two clowns putting on acts in parades, or someone who lives out Christ's hope by helping others with no strings attached, these are living examples of what a little hope can do for others. And God brings unimaginable hope to each one of us through Jesus Christ. So tonight, as we celebrate Christ's birth, each of us is reminded of this incredible gift, much more hope than hundreds of dollars. Tonight, we each receive the gift of hope and peace and joy and love. We each receive the light of Christ. God sets a simple scene, a stable and a few shepherds, angels, a poor mother who gives birth to a baby boy. God comes to us as these children remind us, just like one of us, and who provides an extraordinary amount of hope. And our challenge today and every day is to share this hope in the world. The light of Christ is the very hope this world needs. So hold it up tonight for all to see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, through Jesus Christ, gives us the light of the world. The light shines in the darkness. Share this light with one another, and as it is shared tonight, always hold the lighted candle upright, and the unlit candle will be turned to receive the light. Let us share the light of Christ with one another. I invite you to stand. As we hold the light of Christ, let us lift it up together, reminding us that the peace of Christ prevails and the light of Christ shines bright even in the darkest of nights. I invite you on each chorus as we sing our next hymn to ring in Christmas. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the bond of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen.